And they run through our ass like shit through a tin horn, man, and we could not stop them.
It's ridiculous that they do it. That was a huge colony. Well, we didn't miss it. You know, the typical rah, 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 zip, boom, bah, boo.
You don't cuss. You don't drink. So what are your vices?
I have been known to chew a bit of tobacco when I get a little tired or watching film.
Hey, I'm Coach O. I just love my Hummer. I have my Hummer. You need a Hummer? Tell them about it, JoJo.
They've won the biggest championship, and that's the championship of life.
Gas control. Everybody just do your job. You understand that?
Welcome into the latest episode of That SEC Podcast. I'm your host, Michael Bratton, a.k.a. SEC Mike, joined as always by my cousin Shane Sheridan, who goes by Big Orange Vols on Twitter. How you doing, you big Tennessee homer?
Hey, buddy. He gone.
No, Shia, no. I think they're already chanting that in Columbus as we speak. Of course, the pretty much the only news worth talking about at this point, Urban Meyer, been placed on leave at Ohio State following the inquiry there done by former ESPN college football recorder Brett McMurphy, who did an outstanding investigation into the allegations that the Urban Meyer's former receivers coach was beating his wife for a couple years. What's your reaction to all this wild news?
Dude, I'm telling you what, I haven't been as addicted to Twitter today as I have been since they hired Shiano down here.
I swear. It all comes back to Shiano.
It does, man. When they said that, I was on Twitter all day. I swear, my thumbs were hurting, my neck was hurting, my eyes were hurting, and today, same thing. It was just like this thing just kept going and going, and man, I couldn't get any work done today, man. I was so glued to Twitter and media outlets trying to figure out what's going on next. You know, it's, man, this is nasty, brother. Nasty scene up there.
Yeah, and, you know, not to make complete light of the situation because it's a serious thing, but, you know, if Urban Meyer is guilty of these allegations, you know, I think he deserves to be put out of a job. And speaking of Twitter, my favorite moment from this whole thing so far today was, I don't know if you saw it, I tweeted it out, but a guy by the name of Andy Carlson, you know, when you see a tweet and you just get mad because you didn't think of it, that's what happened to me when I retweeted this one. But it's Urban Meyer eating the Papa John's pizza, and it's got the Papa John's guy face on the box. And
oh my God!
This guy tweeted out, "Both men in this photo are out of work."
Dude, I saw that same reaction, like, because when you Google Urban Meyer, that's like one of the top 10 photos that come up, you know, mm-hmm. and it was sitting right there. So yes, not making light of the seriousness situation that they have up there, but as a Twitter comedian, I missed an opportunity there as well.
And that's why we're small time at this point, but we're going to make it to the top. We just got to come up with those jokes a little bit quicker.
Just a little bit quicker. I got to get past your internet, man.
So for those that didn't follow the story quite as closely as Shane and I did today, basically what this boils down to is, you know, a guy on Urban Meyer's staff who was on his staff all the way back to Florida. And, you know, I should probably rewind just for a second. Who this assistant is, Urban Meyer's mentor is a guy named Earl Bruce, former Ohio State head coach. I think he's a legend there in Ohio State. His grandson is a guy by the name Zach Smith. So that's Urban Meyer's mentor and his grandson. Zach Smith worked for Urban Meyer dating back to 2009. And there was some domestic violence situation in 2009. Urban Meyer said he was aware of that. And apparently there was a more serious situation in 2015. And that was the news of that 2015 case was broke about a week ago leading up to Big Ten Media Days. And of course, when something like that comes out, Urban Meyer fired the coach, that being Zach Smith. And he was asked about it at Big Ten Media Days.
I can't say anything happened because I wasn't there. I was never told about anything. Never anything came to light. I never had a conversation about it. So I know nothing about it.
So anything about that did not factor into your decision?
First I heard about that was last night.
And so you don't know anything about 2015? That wasn't a factor in your decision with Zach?
No, and I asked some people back at the office to call and say what happened, and they came back and said they know nothing about it.
Okay. Why were you comfortable hiring Zach in 2012 at Ohio State, knowing what you knew about 2009?
My comments about 2009, obviously a long time ago, but whenever you get an accusation, contact your superior, wait for, find out what happened. Let the people do their jobs, and then you let, I guess, the legal course run its course and find out and ask them because they're experts. They came back to me. We found out what happened according to both parties and according to everything. We met with them. There were no charges. Everything was dropped. There was a very young couple, and I saw a very talented coach, and we moved forward.
I think that was clearly the wrong thing to say about something Brett McMurphy reported, because then he went and found that woman and got hundreds and hundreds of text messages and photos and basically has, he said on Paul Feinbaum today that basically everybody in the entire Ohio State organization knew, and yet we're led to believe that Urban Meyer didn't.
Right. Well, basically the clip you played with Urban, that was in response to my report last week at Big Ten Media Days when I reported the incident at Florida in 2009 that had not been reported. He said that he knew about that, obviously. And then I reported the domestic violence incidents in 2015, which Urban's direct quote, not in that specific interview session, an earlier one at the main podium, he basically said, who would create a story like that? So he basically was insinuating I made this entire thing up out of thin air. After that happened, later on Tuesday, after their media availability ended in Chicago, the Powell, Ohio Police Department then released the documents that I had obtained that showed the domestic violence incidents. After that happened, I continued to report. I continued to see what else I could find out. I was able to track down Courtney Smith, and she confided in me, and I said, I want you to tell me the story. I said, I will believe you until you give me a reason not to, but I want you to, make other people believe that are never going to believe you. I need documentation. I need emails. I need text messages. I need photos, everything you have. And so I was in Columbus. I spent 2 days with her, and basically all of the information I have, I want to reiterate on my Facebook page, 100% sourced. There are documents, there are direct quotes, there are emails, there are photos, there are text messages. There's not one unnamed source in that story. And basically what I found is that the entire Ohio State assistant coaching staff and their wives were aware of the abuse that Courtney Smith was suffering from her now ex-husband, Zach Smith, and that based on this information of text messages that in conversations that Urban Meyer knew about all of this. Meyer, though, said that he had no knowledge of it. So basically what we're led to believe, if Urban said he didn't know about it, then we're led to believe that everyone in the Woody Hayes Athletic Center, every assistant coach, every secretary, every staff member knew about it. Zach Smith's attorney, who represented Ohio State's football players in the 2011 Tattoo Gate, he knew about it. Everyone knew about it except for Urban Meyer.
It's a pretty outlandish lie there by Urban Meyer.
Yeah, for sure. This thing, he's done, man. There's no way. I mean, there's no way. If you've looked at any of the evidence of this report, there's no way in hell Urban Meyer didn't know what was going on. I think they said there was 9 reports from 2009 to now with his assistant, in it. And he has no, I mean, it's a tight ship as coaches run. He would know if one incident happened. Nonetheless, his name being put in 9 reports. So, yeah, this thing's getting ugly, and it's getting ugly fast. And the fact that he came out and pretty much bold-faced lied, acting like he didn't know of any story, like this, like you said, this was fake news. He pretty much just, that sealed the deal for him.
And there's an added layer to this that it gets more complex, because Urban Meyer's wife works for Ohio State. She works as a nurse, I believe. Based on the text messages that Brett McMurphy released today, she was well aware of the situation. That's why people are kind of putting two and two together. There's almost no way she didn't tell her husband. But because of Title IX laws, for those who don't know, anytime there's any kind of situation like this, domestic violence or rape, it needs to be recorded to authorities by law. And that was obviously not done by the wife. And if Urban Meyer knew, he as well violated Title IX law. So, and Urban Meyer even has a clause in his contract where if he does not report such an incident, he can lose his job without receiving payment from Ohio State. And I just read a report before we hopped on here that could cost Urban Meyer over $40 million.
Golly. And you know, the thing is this isn't just a clause that he signed in his contract. I mean, they have classes. They have to, you know, they have to do training on this type of situation annually, you know, about reporting, you know, recognizing signs, things like that. You know, this is a huge part of, I mean, because they're molding young kids, and in that process, they're kind of being a parent, and they have to recognize the signs, they have to address the signs, and this is, you know, this is something that they talk about religiously. So this isn't something that he can even claim that he didn't know that he was supposed to say anything.
Right, and what he calls his core values of his program, one of them is, you know, being against domestic violence. And obviously they, you know, coaches preach to, you know, the young athletes not to do this type of thing. Unfortunately, it does happen still occasionally, and, you know, swift action is taken, which it should be. But mm-hmm. I think the coaches obviously need to be held to a higher standard because obviously they're more mature and just, you know, wiser in years. And you just can't have coaches on your staff with multiple allegations that now, you know, I think what the sticking point for Ohio State would be the fact that there were no charges. And for anyone that missed it, the ex-wife of this position coach did do a 20-minute interview with an outlet called Stadium, and she was asked, you know, why there was no charges pressed. And she said back in 2009, basically the football program and Urban Meyer's attorney pressured her not to, saying that, you know, it would ruin the coach's career, and not Urban Meyer's, but the assistants. So she stuck with them. You know, obviously had reservations. She thought it would be a one-time incident, but, you know, I think that's something that married people can probably relate to. If not saying you should never take these incidents seriously, but I could imagine any woman, you know, just thinking that, you know, maybe it was a one-time thing and it'll never happen again. But unfortunately, these people that do this type of behavior, it's in them. You know, it's not like a one-time deal.
Exactly, and you know. And it's sad because battered women syndrome, it's a thing. I mean, it's a legit thing. And these ladies, you know, get caught up in a physical relationship and they feel like it's their fault, you know. And it didn't – what hurt this whole situation is when this incident first happened, you know, there was nobody there. It sounded to me, just from her interview, that nobody was there to comfort her. It was – authority figures like his family and the lawyer and everybody saying, please don't say anything. It's okay. You're going to ruin his job, you know, if this gets out to the media, you know. So it kind of created that don't tell attitude, you know, which honestly, there's a lot of relationships out there that it snowballs into more of a physical relationship and, you know, people get killed, you know. And what they did is they started that with this situation by coming in and not comforting her and helping her, assisting her and getting him help. You know, they just wanted to cover it up. And then look what happens. 2015, it pops up again and again, not reported. So,
yeah, and I think the most damning thing from that interview with his ex-wife that I mentioned before, her name is Courtney Smith. She, you know, goes on to say, kind of like what you've mentioned there, she, you know, she didn't really have much of, I guess, a support system, and she was crying out for help, and she was asked directly, should Urban Meyer lose her job, and I think she had the perfect reply, so let's play that.
Courtney, do you believe Urban Meyer should remain the head football coach at Ohio State?
That's a tough question. When somebody is crying out for help, I believe the coach, along with the coach's wife, have a duty. They have a duty to do something to help. Instead of worrying about winning games, or instead of worrying about who his mentor is and who his family is and trying to protect that, somebody's safety and the safety of their children and that the environment that they're in needs to be more important. And I hope that in the future, he never, ever, ever turns his head away again. I hope that, I know Shelly did everything she could. I know she did. I firmly believe that, at least. I can say she was very supportive, and she never made me feel uncomfortable. She never made me feel like I was a threat to her and Urban by telling her these things. Never. However, I do believe he knew, and instead he chose to help the abuser, enable the abuser, and believe whatever stories Zach was telling everybody. He's going to tell everybody I'm crazy and I'm making this up. That's not the case. And no one from the university came to me and asked me my side of the story. They knew there was an investigation going on, and not once did anyone call me and ask me what happened.
So yeah, I mean, not only was that, in my opinion, it's a damning statement against Urban Meyer, but I think it's accurate. You know, when there's someone in need, a young mother with infant children who's in danger, it, like she said, it is on the coach. It is on the coach's wife to step up and do something. These are very powerful people, and you know, obviously people can use power for however they choose, but I think far often than not, we see people using it the wrong way, and that appears to be the case here.
Yeah, I mean, clearly he was more worried about wins and the future of the program than he was, you know, the people that are involved with his family, his football family. I mean, his wife knew, she knew what was going on, you know. Right. She tried to reach out. I mean, there was, that was her support, was the coach's wife.
And there's a text message from his wife, Shelly Meyer, who, you know, says she is fearful of this assistant coach and asks if a restraining order has been given yet to Courtney Smith because she fears for her safety. So, again, would a coach's wife really be afraid of an assistant and reaching out, asking about restraining orders and just never mention this to her husband? Like, it's just nonsensical.
Yeah, no, and that's one of the things Brett was saying earlier today, that he's got hundreds of messages between him and Urban's wife, and several times she made the impression that she was going to tell Urban about the situation. So, you know, I can't imagine, you know, that my wife, if she was getting this message from somebody she works with, that she wouldn't come home and tell me about it. Same thing here. I just... Especially when it's there's such a tight knit family up there, you know, because that's one thing Urban always preached about. I mean, hell, that's why he said he left the University of Florida, was to spend more time with his family. So you think that he wouldn't tell, or his wife wouldn't tell him, you know, what was going on with somebody that works for him, you know?
Right. And you also touched on the fact that Urban Meyer, you know, maybe a little too concerned with winning as opposed to doing the right thing. And someone dug up this research, and I retweeted this as well, but on his final national championship team there at Florida in 2008, 41 of the 121 members of the team were arrested and charged with crimes. And so this is not like a guy that this is like a one-time thing. This has followed him for almost for a decade now.
Yeah, well, let me get that right. Did you say 41 out of 120?
Yes.
Golly. So what is that? A third? A third of his team has been arrested
and since charged.
He recruited and charged. Okay, so not just okay. Golly, dude, that's crazy. Well, let me ask you. When he was down in Florida, there was rumors on why he was leaving and stuff like that. Was a lot of this about things getting out of hand at the University of Florida?
Yeah, I mean, there's no video of it, but it's well-known fact that I believe it was Percy Harvin, the great receiver there, punched out one of the position coaches in practice. I mean, it was just basically like they...
There was a drug test with Aaron Hernandez, right?
Aaron Hernandez, perfect example. I mean, they just threw caution to the wind, essentially, it seemed like, and they just were going after the most talented players, which, you know, the people that give college football, you know, a black eye and just kind of assume that this is happening everywhere. I don't think it does, but I think in this case they were certainly right. And, you know, obviously Will Muschamp didn't win enough to keep the job at Florida, but from everyone that works down there that I've spoken to, the greatest thing Will Muschamp did for that program is to clean it up and just kind of, you know, dismiss all the guys, kick off all the guys that were under that regime that had that mentality.
Yeah, no, I agree. That's the thing. You would think there should be a zero tolerance policy for, you know, maybe not everything, but definitely domestic assault, you know, rape, things like that. It's no question. You remove them from the team, and then you find out the facts, you know, especially if it's a authority figure like a coach, you know, that is, you know, making an impression for these other kids that are going out in the community. You know, it's just... I don't know, man. He really screwed up on this one.
And of course, Ohio State has placed him on leave. They have not dismissed him at this point, but it somewhat seems like only a matter of time. Like maybe they're looking over the documentation of his contract to see if they can get rid of him without paying. I've not heard that, but I'm purely speculating there. But I think going back to Tennessee, I think the most interesting thing of Ohio State putting him on leave was the fact that they elevated the offensive coordinator, Ryan Day, to be head coach while Urban Meyer's on leave, and not Greg Schiano, who has been there longer and has head coach experience, unlike Ryan Day. What are your thoughts to hearing that Schiano was passed over?
Well, let me ask you this, because I'm not real familiar. Mm-hmm. In 2015, when this incident happened, you know, the coaches' wives all knew. Like, it sounds to me like all the coaches' wives knew. So it would make me think that whoever is to replace Urban wouldn't have been on that staff back in 2015. Was Schiano on that staff back then?
No, he came in 2016, the following year, and this offensive coordinator came in 2017. So he's only been there a year, which is even more strange that they're basically hired. One of the newest guys on the staff has been elevated. But I don't know. What does that say about Schiano? I don't know. You know, it seemed like there were so many people to rush to, you know, call out Tennessee fans for not wanting Schiano, but Ohio State did not elevate him. And I've yet to hear any of these same pundits that destroyed Tennessee fans go on the record saying, you know, what is Ohio State doing? Schiano's a fantastic coach. You know, I haven't seen anyone say that.
And that's the thing. When this whole Schiano Tennessee thing happened, it wasn't really like coaches or anything like that. It was media. Media snowballed this thing. You know, that may have been ex-coaches and things like that, but it was the media that was behind Schiano saying that Tennessee fans are idiots for not wanting this great coach. But I think during that moment, there was an exposure of what he was around and what he possibly knew. And I think there was no question. You had those odds that you put up earlier, and I saw Schiano was on there. There's no way in hell they're going to do that, is there? I mean, because there was so much backlash when he came down to Tennessee. But there was also backlash in Ohio when Schiano went back. Because it was kind of like, wait, why do we want him on our team? Mm-hmm. So it just makes me wonder, because the fans are going to be, there may be riots in the street. I don't know, you know, I don't think Schiano will be the coach. I really don't.
Well, it's interesting that you say that, because like you noted, the odds there, BetDSI, they've been on it today. They've been updating these odds by the hour, it seems like. And, you know, it was pretty interesting. Before Meyer was placed on leave, BetDSI released odds, and they suggested that Urban... so basically, you could bet on whether Urban Meyer would be the head coach of the program for the first game on September 1st. And the odds were yes, minus 300, which means he was an overwhelming favorite to keep that job. And no was at plus 240, so it would have paid significantly more if you bet no. And then as soon as...
Is that bet still up?
Well, they've updated it. As soon as Meyer got put on leave, they put out another one. Will Urban Meyer be the head coach? Yes, plus 180. No, minus 220, which means it essentially flipped the other way. No, it will does not really pay anything, and yes, would pay off big because everyone assumes this guy's done.
Golly, can you imagine? I mean, there's no way he can bounce out of this. There's just no way. At first, I thought maybe, you know, but the more I read into it, the more interviews I saw, there's just no way. And the bold-faced lie just a couple of days ago. I mean, they just fired the coach, last week?
Right.
What? Mm-hmm. So, I mean, this is 2018. This is 3 years ago, you know. So, yeah, he will not be. So, if you're taking that bet, I'll take your money all day long.
Now, outside of Urban Meyer, there were a couple of interesting names from the SEC. I want to throw them at you. You give me your best odds that you like, and then give me your most entertaining, just regardless of the odds.
Okay.
So Les Miles, for some reason, at plus 1,200, so 12 to 1. Lane Kiffin, 30 to 1. Houston Nutt, 50 to 1. The new Mississippi State coach, Joe Moorhead, 50 to 1. Or Nick Saban, 200 to 1. Which one of those first do you think is the best odds that could actually happen?
To actually happen. Golly. Did you say Houston Nutt?
Yes, Houston Nutt at 50 to 1 for some reason. The same as Joe Moorhead.
Oh, man. I don't know about that one. I don't want to touch any of those. But if I had to pick one off that list, golly, I don't know. Maybe Lane.
I think that's the right answer at 30 to 1 because if they offered it to him, you know, he'd take it. But I
Lane's up there right now. I'm telling you right now.
I certainly don't think he would take it. But so of those names, Les Miles, Lane Kiffin, Houston Nutt, Joe Moorhead, Nick Saban, which one do you think would be the most entertaining?
Oh, well, as a Tennessee fan, I hope it's Nick Saban. But I don't know, man. I'd like to see you know what? Honestly, I hate to say the same answer, but Kiffin. I just think that he would be exciting. He would, you know, because to go from Urban, I mean, he was just kind of dry and boring, and then you got Lane going to make these bold predictions and stuff. I think he would be better up there. I think he'd be more exciting. Maybe less, but I keep going back to less too because I think eating the grass up there, they got turf up there. Would he still do that? I think he'd do away with that one.
Now,
but I wouldn't mind less chewing grass up there. I think he'd be fun.
Now this name is not on the list, and I definitely threw this out as a joke, but the more I think about it, the more genius it is. What do you think about Hugh Freeze being the coach at Ohio State? Because, hey, if they need someone to beat Nick Saban, who else are you going to get, you know?
Well,
I mean,
it was just hookers, wasn't it? I mean,
yeah, I mean, he was paying these women, I assume, so... you know, just he was helping the economy and keeping women, you know, paying their rent. So, like, I really don't think that's that big of a deal. Obviously, I don't condone cheating on your wife, but if you're going to do it, you know, at least take care of the economy and just help these poor women out. So,
there's no way. There's no way they do that. There is absolutely no way.
But the joke that I made, though, which I thought was kind of clever, was that Ohio State should really clean up that program by replacing Urban Meyer with Hugh Freeze. So that was kind of the joke there. But
well, yeah, there'd be a lot of praying going on then. I tell you what, though, go back to that first group, you know, you were talking about. Which one of those coaches, honestly, do you think would have a chance, if any?
Well, because these odds are for September 1st, which is, you know, only a month away, I don't think there's any way they're going to, like, hire anyone off the off another squad. You know what I mean? I think it's got to be – I don't think it would be Schiano, but it would either be Schiano or, I guess, the offensive – I think the offensive coordinator, they've already promoted him, essentially. I think it's got to be Ryan Day, who's not listed for some reason, but I think it's got to be a name like that.
Do you think do you have another tier here, or is this it?
Yeah, there are some names here that are not related to the SEC. We can go over those. Ryan Day is on this list. He's at plus 800, so 8-1. Alex Grinch, who's – it's so weird. Ohio State has two defensive coordinators. Schiano's so great, they brought in another coordinator to help him. His name's Alex Grinch, 10-1. Rich Rodriguez, that'd be kind of entertaining. He's at 18-1.
Yeah.
The Virginia Tech coach, who's a really good coach, Justin Fuente, at 25-1. Jim Tressel, who they already had to fire for allegation stuff, 30-1.
That's interesting.
Tom Herman, the Texas coach, is at 100-1. And then Jim Harbaugh and James Franklin, same odds as Nick Saban, 200-1.
Man, you know, there's some on the list. I think Tressel would be kind of interesting. I mean, he can coach now. I mean, he just don't get around tattoo parlors, so they'll be fine, you know. but let me ask you this. What about Stoops from Oklahoma?
Yeah, that's a name that's been thrown out there, and I understand that does make sense. But just kind of like I was saying, you know, it's not his staff. He's never worked there before. He probably doesn't know any – I don't know if he's connected to anyone there. It just seems much more logical to me to hire from within, you know?
Yeah.
That's why I would say that. But in a dream scenario, I guess Bob Stoops does make a lot of sense.
Well, I tell you what, man. They dropped this article at a – I mean, this is a tough time. I mean, they're working on recruits for next year. They got – you know, I mean, camp starts tomorrow, I think, right?
It does, yeah.
So, I mean, like, they're going to be – I don't know. I think whoever starts coaching on September 1st is already on that staff. I don't see them. But is it one of those things that they bring somebody halfway through? I mean, I don't know. They may make some phone calls. If they don't have to pay Urban money, maybe that's what they're looking at. If they don't have to pay Urban money, then maybe they could go after somebody we're not expecting. I mean – because there's a lot of great coaches out there that maybe not at their dream job. And Ohio State, man, say what you want, but that's upper echelon. I mean, that's retiring, you know. So there's plenty of candidates out there.
Yeah, I think if Urban Meyer ultimately does get fired, I think that's the way you do it. I think you got to promote within at this point just to keep stability, see how that new coach mm-hmm. does. You know, even if he loses two games, that may not be good enough for Ohio State. And I think if anyone is, you know, itching to leave their job, I think Ohio State at this point could essentially get almost anyone they want outside of, you know, obvious names like Dabo and Nick Saban. I don't think they could get, but, you know, outside of maybe the top four or five guys, they can get just about anyone, I would imagine.
Oh, for sure. For sure. I mean, that, like I said, that's one of the top five jobs in the nation, you know. Let me ask you this, talking about gambling and odds, do you have a chance to look at the spreads? I mean, has that changed any?
I did take a look at it, but they are essentially off the board at this point. And I assume that's kind of what it would be, because until Urban Meyer's status is up out there, I don't think any legitimate source is going to accept money on them one way or another, just because it's such a great unknown, you know?
Oh, yeah. Oh, man. I bet Harbaugh's up all night looking at Twitter like me. He can't get enough. Let's say this happens. Who's winning the Big Ten there?
You know, I was kind of heavy on Michigan already. You know, I obviously don't follow Big Ten football that closely, because I'm just a huge SEC guy. But that Amazon show on Michigan kind of turned me onto them a little bit. I have a lot of faith in their defensive coordinator. I hear great things about him, and they've got a ton of good defensive players. Just judging on that show, where they were really lacking was offensive line and quarterback. And of course, they got the Ole Miss transfer, Shea Patterson, who's eligible immediately. if he comes in there and does well and that offensive line comes together, it seems like this could be a very, very good Michigan team. And for all the criticism that Jim Harbaugh's got, you know, we've kind of touched on him a little bit on this podcast, but I think he may not be as good as people thought when he got to Michigan, but he's still a very good coach, in my opinion.
Well, I'm just curious, you know. I mean, because Ohio State, I mean, they still have the talent. Have you caught anything on the recruiting side?
Well, I think everyone at the same is just kind of just waiting to see what happens. But there's obviously a guy from Nashville named Kane Patterson who picked Ohio State over Alabama and Tennessee. So it would be interesting to see. I would have to think that, you know, just pure speculation, but I would think that he would potentially open up his recruitment if the coach is no longer there. So that could definitely be good news for Tennessee or Alabama on that front.
Yeah, because he's got to be gone. I mean, I keep saying that, but it blows my mind, because if they pull emails, text messages, all that stuff, one thing that shows that he knew what was going on, he's out, and then that's a huge lawsuit.
All right, I think we've pretty much exhausted that Urban Meyer talk. Just obviously an ugly situation. So let's end on a light note here. Ed Orgeron, your boy, Coach O.
Yeah.
He was speaking at a Rotary Club event there in Baton Rouge today. And, of course, you know, filled with LSU homers there. You kind of know going into a situation like that, a coach is not going to face any tough questions. But he did get one he was probably not expecting from, apparently, a Miami student was in the crowd. I'm going to play this audio for you, but it's a little bit hard to hear the question. The question this Miami student asked Ed Orgeron in Baton Rouge was, how do you plan on beating such an amazing team with no weaknesses week one? And here's the audio with the Coach O's perfect response. I mean, there you go, Shane. That's why he's your boy, you know. And I get it, you know. I'm fully aboard. If he can get a couple W's this year that they're not expecting, hopefully Coach O stays for a long time.
Hot take: they're winning the West. There's never a dull moment around that guy. I love it. I wish I had him on speed dial. I call it.
And as you would expect, as you've noted brilliantly in your SEC media breakdown of Coach O, as soon as he got that question, he was smiling ear to ear. That's all he does is smile.
Every time you could ask him, you know, about his dog dying, and he's going to start out smiling and tell you it was a great dog. But that's my boy.
Hey, so you added a bold take here at the end. Maybe I'll add one. If Urban Meyer goes, let's replace him at Ohio State with Ed Orgeron.
Oh God, the internet would blow up. It would just it'd go away. Oh, I love it. Hey, well, on a positive note, Florida's not in the news, you know.
Florida has stayed out of the news, thanks to Urban Meyer, who obviously used to coach there. So maybe Florida fans will finally get off Urban Meyer's back.
Absolutely. Maybe we'll have some camp news tomorrow.
Oh, God, I hope so. All right, Shane, I'll catch you on the next one. Thanks, everyone, for listening, giving us 5-star hearts on iTunes, if you don't mind, and appreciate you checking us out.
Go Vols.